Please stand by. Good day. Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Managing and Protecting Your vSAM Data. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. This teleconference will show you ways to cleanly manage the allocations of vSAM datasets between batch and online systems while reducing the cost of vSAM recovery management and resource management. The teleconference will be hosted by Jim Garrity and Satish Tana, who are business development managers and technical specialists for CICS ZOS tools in the Hursley Laboratory in England. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to our first speaker, Jim Garrity.
Thank you. I'm going to talk to you for a short while about KIX vSAM recovery and KIX vSAM copy, and then I'll hand you over to my colleague Satish Tanner, who will cover KIX batch application control. So moving from the title page to slide 2, we have a preface which is acknowledging the trademarks used in the presentation. And we can then turn straight over to slide 3, which is the agenda. This shows the three vSAM tools that we're going to cover during the presentation. But first, it's worth remembering what the purpose of the tools is, and that's to support the KIX runtime product. So turning to slide 5 for a few words about our KIX TS product. KIX is always among the first to embrace new business models, new technologies and architectures, and it's continued this tradition in leading the way into service-oriented architecture with its KIX TS version 3, which has themes of integration, application transformation, and enterprise management. As KIX TS continues to evolve, you can expect the KIX tools portfolio to evolve and grow to support it. We have tools to support your use of the new runtime, and we're building tools such as our business event publisher that help participate in service-oriented architecture. However, KIX provides ongoing support for existing customers, applications, and data, and today our presentation covers tools that help to do that. Turning to slide 6. IBM has always provided a range of tools that historically has focused efforts on those that are close to the core of the systems it provides. IBM's customers have been supported through the years by large numbers of vendor partners who've built businesses providing supporting software and services. These are application packages, management tools, consultancy skills, and so on. For a long time, this was the best way of getting best-of-breed tool sets using the ingenuity of entrepreneurial software engineers. But our customers have been expressing growing concern that the partners are no longer investing as they should in this infrastructure. Our customers have asked us to provide a degree of competition so that there are alternatives to the costly tools that are no longer being developed and maintained properly. They've told us that they need to work differently with fewer people and skills, so they need better, new tools, and they want us to build or acquire them. Our partners want tools to help them follow the new directions being set by KIX in embracing SOA and the internet-focused world and its expectations. Turning to slide 7, as you can see, our organization within IBM provides a rich set of software tools covering the life cycle of the business application. KIX users need support of tools throughout the lifecycle, so many of these tools have direct relevance for you. However, we in Hursley focus primarily on the group of tools under the heading KIX Tools, which we've highlighted on this chart. Today, Satish and I are going to talk about KIX vSAM Recovery, KIX vSAM Copy, and KIX Batch Application Control. So, the first tool I'm going to talk about is KIX vSAM Recovery. There's a separator page on slide 8. And you should move over that fairly shortly to slide 9. I'll probably refer to KIX vSAM Recovery by its short name, KIX VR. The tool has been in ongoing development by IBM for more than 20 years, less time than KIX itself, but it's nevertheless a mature tool. About 6 years ago, our customers asked for it to be enhanced to make it a viable alternative to similar products from Computer Associates and BMC Software. In particular, customers were concerned that BMC's recovery plus the KIX vSAM is going out of service, and indeed it does go out of service in just over 2 weeks' time on March the 31st. So IBM designed KixVR version 3, a multi-release version constituting a radical step forward for the product. Before I describe the changes introduced in version 3, I'll recap some of the basics of recovery. Hopefully you're already on slide 9. Why do you need data recovery? Well, hopefully most of the time you don't. Computer hardware, system software and middleware are nowadays very reliable, and our Kix users confirm that they have effective quality assurance for new applications, so it's rare for serious problems in production systems. However, serious failures do still occur, and these can be due to physical loss like destruction of storage hardware through failure, fire, natural disaster, malicious acts such as terrorism. Even without such external events, you can sometimes experience logical or programmatic corruption, where transactions were completed but program logic error or malicious or accidental operator error updated vSAN data incorrectly. KixVR offers facilities that cover all eventualities. You can make use of KixVR as simple or as sophisticated as you wish. You can use it for day-to-day recovery from data error or integrate it into your disaster recovery process using export and import facilities for remote site disaster recovery. Moving on to slide 10, Kix vSAN Recovery gives you the tools for recovering from disastrous situations quickly and reliably. It provides two kinds of recoveries, which we shall call forward recovery and backward recovery or backout. Forward recovery recreates data sets by taking committed updates from logs and reapplying them to a backup of the original data set. In contrast, KixVR Batch Backout uses log data to restore before images of records to the current data set, thereby undoing recent changes. It is true that you could complete these processes manually, but they're complex and time-consuming. KixVR helps you to get your data back quickly. By careful planning, you can make this process as automatic as you wish. For forward recovery of Kix updates, KixVR uses data from the Kix forward recovery log. For forward recovery or backout of batch updates, KixVR creates and uses log records it created for itself. And it creates two kinds of log records, forward recovery records and undo records. More of these later. Moving on to slide 11. For forward recovery, KixVR starts with a recent backup and reapplies changes from the forward recovery log. You can set it up so that it automatically reapplies changes to the most recent backup. However, you may wish to choose another backup, for example, one from a time before a faulty application was first used. KixVR has for a long time supported the standard IBM backup products listed here. In addition, in a recent enhancement to KixVR, it made possible any backup product to notify KixVR of backups it had created. Moving on to slide 12, this list shows why a forward recovery product is vital to ensure speedy recovery. You can read the list yourself, I won't read down it, but at a glance you can see that these activities are complex, they require a lot of record keeping, and are exposed to risk of user error, especially during times of stress. Moving on to slide 13, when you're using Kix, it takes over responsibility for many of the process steps, greatly reducing scope for error. With a recovery product, there are still opportunities for error, but fewer. And if you design your procedures correctly and practice them from time to time, you can minimize human errors due to stress and lack of familiarity. Moving to slide 14. This shows Kix has an easy-to-use panel interface that guides you through the preparation of the recovery job. It sets defaults based on recent historical data and gives you the opportunity to override them. In this case, it starts by setting defaults that assume you will restore the vSAN sphere from the latest logical backup and forward recover to the present moment. You might want to change these settings, for example, if you want to restore a backup from a time before use of a new application that's corrupting data. Moving on to slide 15. This is a listing of the recovery jobs that will be created by the default panel data you just saw. Moving to slide 16. Hopefully this quick tour has reminded you of the science of recovery. In the past 5 years, KickCR has gone from a basic forward recovery utility to a full VSAM recovery manager. I'll talk briefly now about what that means in terms of the capabilities that we have added in that time. After that, I'll talk about the powerful facilities introduced in KickCR version 4. So moving to slide 17, let's see how KickCR has changed in the last 5 years. Remember that before version 3, KickCR provided only forward recovery, and this only for KICS updates. Batch changes to VSAM datasets used by KICS had to be handled entirely separately. Release 3.1 was a major change of direction. In response to customer demands, we changed KickCR to handle recovery for batch workloads as well as online workloads. Forward recovery took into account changes to non-RLS VSAM files made by batch programs, as well as those made by KICS programs. And when transactional VSAM was introduced, we allowed its updates to be recovered with those of KICS-TS. At the same time, KICS-VR supported DFSMS DSS logical copies and dumps, accepting notification when a new copy was available for use in forward recovery. To support batch workload, KICS-VR was extended to provide its own logger running in its own address space. To make its recovery process more efficient, KICS-VR was redesigned to consolidate overlapping changes. By running this change accumulation from time to time, you could ensure that only the last change needed to be applied during recovery, making recovery much faster. For those customers using forward recovery as part of the disaster recovery process, we introduced the import-export facility. This provides the tools you need for remote site forward recovery and enables you to control the process from the KICS-VR panel interface. Moving on to slide 18. In an interim release, KICS-VR 3.2, we delivered a range of usability enhancements, selecting those that were most requested by early users of KICS-VR 3.1. We provided a dataset grouping function, allowing you to define groups of VSAM spheres using your own criteria to be processed together during recovery, alternatively allowing you to put into a dataset a list of spheres to be recovered together. We provided the ability to use the same set of recovery parameters to generate recovery jobs for multiple VSAM spheres. We introduced further include-exclude capability, allowing you to specify subsets of resources to be recovered or not recovered. This was useful, for example, if you needed to recover all work except that done by a particular operator who'd made a lot of mistakes. We made significant internal design changes to improve performance and reliability, including, for example, automatic LSR buffer space calculation to improve performance. Moving on to slide 19. A year later, in KICS-VR 3.3, we introduced substantial changes to the product, providing a whole new capability, batch backout. This was in response to numbers of KICS customers who wanted to be able to recover from failures in batch jobs but could not afford the potential impact on the batch window of a lengthy rerun of forward recovery. Rather than having KICS-VR reapply changes since start of job to point of failure, these users wanted it to undo changes made by the failing job step. We changed KICS-VR to do undo logging and to perform the necessary backout after failure. In the same release, we introduced a file copy notification service. This is a protocol that allows any product, IBM or non-IBM, to notify KICS-VR when it creates a backup. The backup will appear in a list presented to the user by the KICS-VR panel interface, so will be eligible for selection when building a recovery job. We also made significant usability enhancements to both basic KICS-VR function and to the disaster recovery facilities in response to customer input. Notice that we take every opportunity to highlight customer comments on the ease of use of our product. Moving to slide 20. We receive many requirements through our regular contacts with customers. Customer needs drove the design of the next release, which was also a new version, version 4.1. This became generally available in December last year. We commonly encountered requests for increased automation of the recovery process, but customers also made it clear that they wanted to retain the ability to supervise and control the process. The approach we adopted was to get Kix to tell Kix VR when it detected dataset failure, and we designed support in Kix VR to provide the option of automated recovery if the user wants it. In this way, the system software gathers information to build a recovery job, but leaves the user to intervene and control the degree of automation to be used. Basically, for Kix online workloads, a dataset failure will result in Kix notifying Kix VR. Kix VR will then automatically create a suitable recovery job. This will include steps to take the dataset offline from Kix, perform a forward recovery, and put the dataset back online to Kix. To help users to manage recovery assets, we also made it possible for them to request backups through the Kix VR panel interface. These can be sharp or fuzzy backups as requested, and when the backup is completed, the generated job will notify Kix VR. We even made it possible to request backups from non-IBM products through the interface. In this case, the job will be created but will need tailoring according to the product. We also enhanced notify support so that when Kix VR learns of a new backup, it interrogates ICF, the Integrated Catalog Facility, to get dataset attribute information. Then when you restore the dataset through the panel interface, Kix VR generates a job stream that will pre-allocate the dataset for products that don't already pre-allocate one. One benefit of this is that it allows Kix VR to use repro backups. We also provided authorization management, a common customer requirement. Moving to slide 21. In addition to this new synergy with Kix VR and Kix TS, Kix VR 4.1 introduced a range of other changes that in themselves would have constituted a rich new release. We provided a test-only recovery and backup capability. This allows you to set up Kix VR ready for recovery, that execute the processes that stop short of changing actual VSAM spheres. This allows you to have a dry run or drill to check that your procedures work as you planned. For users of disaster recovery facilities, we provide the ability to create a report for reviewing and hence validating the resources needed at a remote site to complete recovery, in effect a paper drill. And we made a lot of minor improvements, not least to the panel interface. Moving on to slide 22. You can learn more about the features of Kix VR by visiting our website. For now, I will end this topic with a chart on key environmental requirements and prerequisites, which you can read at your leisure. Moving on to slide 23. I'll now review Kix VSAM copy. And that's the title page gone, so let's move to slide 24. Kix VSAM copy is a tool for creating consistent copies of VSAM datasets while they continue to be online and in use by Kix applications. You don't need to take files offline before taking a copy. However, if the files happen to be closed to Kix, the product will still generate a copy. I use the word consistent to convey that the results from this process contains no incomplete units of work, and I'll say more about this in a later slide. The intention with Kix VSAM copy is to enable Kix users to generate ad hoc copies of VSAM files without having to worry about impacting Kix. We do not intend the copies to be used for operational purposes, as the resulting copies would need pre-processing to be useful in some situations, for example forward recovery. Other copy methods are more appropriate and efficient for these situations. We envisage these ad hoc copies as being used as snapshots for MIS reporting or perhaps to provide representative data for application analysis or testing. Moving on to slide 25. To illustrate the nature of a Kix VSAM copy, consider the way other copy tools work. In this diagram, you can see Kix running with many transactions using the dataset. Then in the period indicated by the red band, we take the datasets offline, perhaps using Kix VAC. We take copies with a batch copy utility while the data sets are offline and hence not subject to application-driven updates. Then we put them back online to continue processing. There's no inconsistency in the copies, as no updates were possible while the copy was being taken. Moving to slide 26. Now consider online copy tools that do not claim to produce consistent copies. Here the copies take place while transactions are still running. So in the period shown in red, records may be copied but subsequently updated by running transactions 2, 4, 7 or 8. The copies are called fuzzy, and you will need to perform forward recovery to get them to a consistent state. Moving to slide 27. Here is one example of a copy getting into a fuzzy state. In this case, a copy job starts at some time during a KIX transaction's lifetime. The files associated with the second unit of work get copied while it is being executed. However, the timing is such that the deduction from the checking account occurs just before the copy, so the updated record is reflected in the copy. In contrast, the corresponding increment of the savings account for this transaction has not occurred when the copy takes place. So the copy does not truly reflect the balance unit of work, even though it ran to completion. Forward recovery with a product like KIX VR is needed to rectify such anomalies, in this case, to ensure that the two halves of the funds transfer are correctly recorded. KIX VSAM copy has been designed to ensure that such anomalies don't occur. It does this by performing its copy in two phases. Triggered at a particular point in time, KIX VSAM copy identifies and tracks all KIX units of work in flight at that point in time. It logs the changes made by these units of work to any of the files to be copied, and waits until all of them complete or terminate. At this point, it enters phase two of its process, when it performs the actual copy, during which it copies record after record from source file to target file, but substitutes records from its buffer to apply committed updates from complete units of work. In doing so, it creates a consistent copy. Note that although consistent, this copy does not claim to represent a point-in-time copy of the data set. Although triggered at a particular point in time, the copy takes time to complete as it waits for units of work to end. Moving on to slide 28. In summary, KIX VSAM copy is neither an offline tool nor an online fuzzy copy tool, but one that provides the advantages of both. For reasons explained on the previous chart, it is not a point-in-time copy, so is not suited for use in disaster recovery procedures. However, it potentially is very useful for application development and management applications. It copies datasets while they remain online to KIX and can recover and copy multiple datasets in one run. In our tests, we have seen no degradation in KIX performance while running copy jobs. There is more information on both KIX VSAM copy and KIX VSAM recovery on the KIX Tools website. Simply go to Google and type KIX Tools or KIX VR or KIX VSAM copy. I'll now hand over to Satish Tanna, who will talk to you about KIX Batch Application Control.
Okay, thank you very much, Jim. In this section of the presentation, I'll be talking about KIX Batch Application Control for ZOS. Slide number 30. So moving on to slide number 31, KIX Batch Application Control for ZOS is currently at release 1. This product became available in November of 2004. And basically what this product enables you to do is control the state of your KIX resources from a batch job step. So the kind of resources that you can control are things like VSAM files, transactions, transient data queues, and programs. So you can change the state of these resources from a batch job step. And why would you need KIX Batch Application Control for ZOS? Well, the requirement that many customers have is to improve the availability of their KIX online applications and transactions. And to do this, they need to streamline their batch window processing by automatically deallocating resources prior to batch processing, and then completing their batch processing jobs, and then reallocating these resources after the processing has completed. And the whole idea here is to reduce errors, reduce user intervention to manually change the state of resources, and then ensure that the resources are then set to their proper state when Kix is restarted. Moving on to the next slide, slide 32. Kix Batch Application Control is used to improve resource control. And there's a need for improved resource control in your online and batch environment within your Kix application. And what the objective is a way to quickly change resource state to prevent Kix from allocating a resource that is being used by batch, and to prevent batch from allocating a resource that is being used by CICS. So here we have an example where you have a payroll application which is being used in an online Kix environment, and you have a batch process which then in the batch time slot will create some reports from the payroll data. And the need here is to make sure that there are no incorrect or inefficient resource control within this environment. What you want to make sure is there's no failure of applications due to incorrect or inefficient resource control. There is no incorrect changes to data which could affect either batch or online. And there's no incorrect results from application processing. You want to make sure that these errors are not introduced by resources being set to incorrect states, which would then reduce your online Kix availability. So the whole point of batch application control is to make the state change of these resources as efficient as possible to ensure that the batch window itself is kept to a minimum. Okay, so slide 33. Kix Batch Application Control has a number of features that enable you to control the state of your resources. It has a simple command language which allows you to manipulate the state of resources from a batch job step. Also from this batch job step, you can link to a Kix program passing a COM area. You can start a Kix transaction and pass data to it. You can issue an exec Kix start command and pass data to it. You can issue any CEMT commands as well. It has a graphical user interface which allows you to group a set of resources. So these may be resources at the application level that can be grouped together. So once you've done that, the state of all these resources in the group can be controlled by a single command in the batch job step. The graphical user interface also allows for control over various Kix batch application control region and resource options. So you can specify various region level options as to how resource state is to be controlled when, for example, a Kix region restarts, whether it's a cold start or a warm start, and how resource state is to be controlled for those type of Kix restarts. Kix Batch Application Control also has a global resource state change tracking function. This will track state changes to resources made by CEMT or by batch or by Kix SPI. And so these are all logged within Kix Batch Application log within the Kix region. Kix Batch Application Control state changes are independent of Kix in the sense that it can record state change requests from batch even when Kix is not active. So these state change requests are logged in a control file so that when Kix restarts, then those resources are set to the state that is required as specified in the control file. You can also ensure resources are set to their last requested state based on the type of restart of the Kix region. So if it's a cold start or a warm start, and this is based on the configuration options that are specified at the Kix system level. Okay, moving on to the next slide. This is a architecture diagram of Kix Batch Application Control, and it describes the various components of the product. So So in this diagram, Kick's batch application control coordinates the state changes to file A in this example, so that Kick's applications and batch jobs can use the file as necessary. With Kick's batch application control, state change requests normally flow through Kick's. But if the Kick's region is not available, then Kick's batch application control will make state changes itself, log the required states in the control file, and ensure that this state is the resource is put to this state when the region restarts. Okay? So, just to describe some of the components in this architecture chart. The first component that we talk about is the workstation-based admin client. This provides a graphical user interface for defining and configuring objects that Kick's batch application control will, you know, control state change for. So this is not actually used during the runtime processing. It's just used to configure a set of resources that you will be controlling the state of. The second component we talk about is the Kick's batch application control communications server, which runs within its own address space. And this is the address space which receives configuration requests from the administration client. And it will send these requests to the relevant Kick's region. If the Kick's region is unavailable, the communication server makes configuration changes itself in the Kick's region's control file. Okay, so these are logged within the control file for when the Kick's region restarts. Then there is the Kick's batch application control request server. Now this runs within each Kick's region. It receives requests from the Kick's batch application control batch request utility to change the state of Kick's resources. It makes Kick's batch application control configuration changes to the region's control file. And it also monitors and tracks state change requests issued within and from outside the region. Kick's batch application control request utility is the next component. Now this runs as one or more job steps within your batch job stream. It will issue state change requests to the Kick's batch application control request servers in the relevant Kick's region. If the region is not available, it makes state changes itself and records proper state for region startup. So these are state changes are actually recorded in the control file for when the Kick's region restarts. Then there is the Kick's batch application control file. Now there's one for each Kick's region. Now this is a VSAM KSDS, a key sequence data set, which stores details of the resources that are being managed, the state of these resources that are being controlled by batch application control. Now, the next component is the batch application control file table. Now, this associates Kick's regions and Kick's batch application control file data sets. And basically, this is a partition data set which has details of Kick's region Apple IDs, and the control files that are used by those regions. Okay, so that's an overall view of the architecture of Kick's batch application control. Moving on to slide 35, the next slide. Here we actually look at a scenario as to how batch application control can be used to group a set of resources and then change the state of those resources within the group. So here is an example of a payroll application. So it has a set of resources, files, transient data queues, transactions, and programs, all related to this payroll application within your Kick system. So we need to run a payroll batch application that writes to the same files that are defined to Kick. And we need a way to deallocate all the resources for this payroll application from online Kick prior to the batch processing function, and then reallocate the resources after the batch processing has completed. So the steps involved in doing this, the steps to deallocate and reallocate resources for the payroll batch application using Kick's batch application control, the first thing you have to do is to add a Kix resource is related to the payroll application into a Kix BAC application group. You then have to close and disable all resources to Kix prior to running the batch application. And this is to prevent Kix from accessing those resources while the batch job is running. At the end of the batch run, then, you want to open and enable all resources to Kix after successful completion of the batch application, so that now Kix can access the data and the access is prevented from any further batch processing. So, moving on to slide 36, here's view of the graphical interface that Kix Batch Application Control uses. You have a set of resources on the right-hand side here in red, and you're able to add resources to a group by selecting one and using the arrows shown there. So you can dynamically retrieve a list of resources defined to Kix and then add them to a group, in this case a payroll group, and then control access to these using a single command. So moving on to the next slide, slide 37. Here's an example of the JCL that is used to change the state of resources for this payroll application. So the first step here is doing is setting the default Kix region Apple ID, and then it's setting the state of the group of resources for the payroll application. So set group payroll, and it's setting the open status to closed and the enable status to disabled. So all these resources are deallocated from the Kix system. Then the payroll batch application runs, and then when the batch application has completed, what happens then is that you have the next step, which sets the default Kix Apple ID, in this case IYCYZC2E, and then it sets the all the resources for the payroll application with the open status of open and enable status to enable. So all of the resources within this payroll group are re-enabled. So this reduces the possibility of any errors. All the resources are deallocated prior to the batch run. The batch run completes, and immediately afterwards, all the resources are reallocated. So it makes the batch window as efficient and as error-prone as possible to ensure that the batch window is kept to a minimum. Okay, so moving on to the next slide, slide 38. There are a number of additional features that Kix Batch Application Control has. We just mentioned that you can control resource state as a group or individually through the GUI. You can add resources to Batch Application Control application groups. And you can also create application lists. So there is another hierarchy there of groups which you can create. So a number of groups can be added to an application list. You can also associate programs and transactions with files and transient data queues, so that when you disable or close files and transient data queues, then programs and transactions associated with those resources are deallocated at the same time. So that's quite a useful feature. So overall, a number of useful functions that are provided by the product, including the ability to change the state of all resources at the group level or individually. It has a audit log capability, which then can report Kix resource change state change requests that have been made, and this will report before requested and after states of affected resources. Additional file resource definition changes are also supported. You can change things like the associated dataset name for a file. You can change various attributes of a file, whether it's add, update, delete, read, or browse type attributes. And you can also change the disposition of the file. There is a migration utility that's provided with the product, which is a sample program which enables you to convert commands from other products of a similar type, probably developed in-house, to the syntax that's used by KixBatch Application Control. This migration utility is a skeleton program which would require modification to enable it to work with your current resource control product. So moving on to the next slide, slide 39, there are some details on the software requirements for KixBatch Application Control. The ZOS versions, OS 392.10 and above, and ZOS 1.3 or higher are supported. KixTS version 1.3 is supported all the way up to Kix Transaction Server 3.1. In terms of hardware requirement, basically you need TCP/IP connectivity between host mainframe and workstation running the batch application control client. The workstation client itself is an Intel, it needs a Windows PC, an Intel-based PC, and with about 20 megabytes of storage. So it has been tested with Windows 2000 and Windows XP. For further details on batch application control and other Kix tools, there is a website listed there. And there is a list of batch application control manuals that can be also downloaded from this site. So moving on to the next slide, slide number 40. Basically, this is giving a summary of all the vSAM tools that we have covered during this broadcast. Kix vSAM Recovery that my colleague Jim Garrity spoke about, which will enable you to recover your vSAM data that has been lost due to physical or logical corruption. And there's this latest version of vSAM Recovery, version 4.1, which has features such as increased automation with Kix and more usability type enhancements as well. We also talked about batch application control, which enables you to improve Kix availability and streamline your batch window processing by automatically deallocating and reallocating resources before and after batch processing, which basically enables you to reduce errors due to any manual intervention for changing resource state, and also enabling you to ensure resources are set to their proper state when Kix is restarted. We also covered vSAM copy, Kix vSAM copy, which enables you to create ad hoc copies of your vSAM datasets without affecting the current performance processing of your running Kix applications. These copies that are produced are consistent and do not include any incomplete units of work. So these are ad hoc copies that you create, not necessarily to be used for backup purposes, but copies that can be used for testing or for generating reports. Moving on to the next slide, slide 41. There are some details there of other tools that are available as part of the IBM tools portfolio in the areas of WebSphere and Z-Series tools, and there are websites that are listed there. So there's WebSphere and Z-Series tools, Tivoli tools, IBM storage and system management software tools, and the Kix tools website is listed there as well. We have details there of where information on PD tools and DB2 tools can also be found. Moving on to the next slide, slide 42, there are a few more details about tools available in the storage management space, storage infrastructure management software, and Tivoli and DFSMS, as well as IBM Total Storage Management Toolkit. So all the details of these are available on these slides. Finally, moving on to the next slide, a lot more information can be obtained on these tools, as well as Kix Transaction Server and WebSphere MQ, WebSphere Message Broker, and WebSphere Application Server, and Kix connectors and more, including SOA, at the Transaction and Messaging Technical Conference in Atlanta during the week of the June 12th to June 16th, 2006. So further details can be found at this website that's listed there, and enrollment can be done at this website. So that's all I have covering some of the Kix tools. I'd like to thank my colleague Jim Garrity for his help with this, and we'll now hand over to the moderator for the Q&A session.
Thank you. you, Jim and Satish. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key, followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Our first question, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. Again, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. High, star 1. Medium, star 2. Low, star 3. We'll pause for just a moment to give everyone a chance to signal. Our next question was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference. If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Again, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference at the right level, press star 1. Not technical enough, press star 2. More technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Again, we'll pause for just a moment. Question number 3, if you have a vSAM forward recovery tool installed, which one is it? If BMC Recovery Plus for CICS vSAM RPCV, press star 1. If BMC Recovery Utility for vSAM RUV, press star 2. If CA FileSave, press star 3. If other, press star 4. Again, if you have a vSAM forward recovery tool installed, which one is it? If BMC Recovery Plus for CICS vSAM RPCV, please press star 1. If BMC Recovery Utility for vSAM RUV, press star 2. If CA FileSave, press star 3. And if other, press star 4. Our fourth question, if you have a resource allocation deallocation tool installed, which one is it? If CA DADS, Plus, press star 1. If McKinney CICS CEMT from batch, press star 2. If other, press star 3. Again, if you have a resource allocation deallocation tool installed, which one is it? If CADADS Plus, press star 1. If McKinney CICS CEMT from batch, press star 2. And if other, star 3. Our fifth question, IBM offers a broad portfolio of CICS tools to meet your needs, some of which were discussed during this webcast. Which tools are of most interest to you? If CICS vSAM Recovery, press star 1. If CICS Batch Application Control, press star 2. If CICS vSAM Copy Press, star 3. Again, IBM offers a broad portfolio of CICS tools to meet your needs, some of which were discussed during this webcast. Which tools are of most interest to you? CICS vSAM Recovery for star 1. CICS Batch Application Control, press star 2. CICS vSAM Copy Press, press star 3. Our sixth question, what is your time frame to look at the tools selected above? If less than 6 months, press star 1. If 6 to 12 months, press star 2. If more than 12 months, press star 3. Again, what is your time frame to look at the tools selected above? Less than 6 months, press star 1. 6 to 12 months, press star 2. More than 12 months, press star 3. And our final question, we hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Again, if you would like someone to follow up with you on the products discussed today, please press star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at any time. At this time, I will turn the call back to Jim and Satish while we wait for questions. Jim, Satish, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay. We do have a question coming in from Nate Murphy.
My question is, if you're a user of IAM, can you use any of these tools?
Yes. You can use Kick VSAM Recovery with IAM. It treats them as other VSAM files. There are restrictions, but we can go into that in more detail. If you wish to send me some questions directly, you've got my email on there. If you want to know some more about it, I can help you with that. If you look at the website in the KICVR manual, you'll find that the restrictions are documented. But the fact is, yes, we do support IAM files. Do you want to talk about KICVR?
Yes, I mean with CBAC. You know, we support IAM files. Copy, probably not.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much. And I'll follow up with you.
Okay, thank you.
And at this time, we have no other signals coming in. But again, I would like to remind our audience, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. And a final reminder to our audience, that is star 1 to ask a question. And gentlemen, it appears we have no further questions. I'll hand the conference back to you for any closing comments you may have.
Well, thank you everybody for attending. It's been our pleasure to talk to you. I hope you'll contact us if you have any other questions. Please, again, look at our website for details on these and other products that we provide. Thank you for your attention.
And that does conclude our conference. Again, we'd like to thank you all for your participation today. We hope you enjoy the rest of your day.